News in brief at Touch TV. Israel has launched dozens of airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip, injuring over a dozen Palestinians. Palestinian officials say Israeli warplanes have bombed more than 30 targets, including Gaza's international airport and Rafah. Hamas says Israel's latest escalation has led to a third intifada, our pines. European Union ambassadors have agreed in principle to put more people on the blocks of Russia's sanctions list over the crisis in Ukraine. Now, these people, whose names will be worked out at another meeting of EU ambassadors, will be subjected to asset freezes and travel bans. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the P5 plus one group is demanding a lot from Iran so that Tehran will be satisfied with settling for less. Ayatollah Sayed Ali Khamenei also said that the issue of Iran's right to nuclear research must be respected. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has stated that the country will not back down one step on its right to peaceful nuclear energy during the talks with the P5 plus one group. He also said that Iran is trying to secure its right to have access to international markets and to have ties with other countries. A new report shows that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has obtained confidential information from a spy in German intelligence. German officials said an employee of the country's Foreign Intelligence Service has confessed to selling details about a German parliamentary committee's investigation of U.S. eavesdropping. The United Nations reports that more sub-Saharan Africans are living in extreme poverty than in 1990. It says sub-Sahara is the only developing region that saw the number of people living in extreme poverty rise steadily from 290 million in 1990 to 414 million in 2010.